For the Love of Reading, read by Amanda Kerslias. I love reading. I love reading for pleasure, for current news updates, for educational purposes, for self-improvement, and tips and tricks. I love reading with my eyes and with my ears. I love reading. I often have a stack of books by my bedside that I started to read, some in the living room, and at least one in my daughter's swim class backpack. My Audible account has around 30 books on my wish list waiting, not so patiently, for my next credit. My top two genres are historical fiction and psychology. Sometimes I read them both at the same time. As my eyes move over the letters on the page or my ears tune into the tone of the reader, my mind chain links the information to various parts of my memory, my knowledge, my experiences, and it's close to euphoric. There's nothing equally as satisfying yet saddening than finishing a good book. As I look around my world, I see fellow lovers of reading and others who have little or no interest in reading at all, and this baffles me. This mystery has slowly been deciphered as Pat and staff work our way through the letters curriculum, along with social media groups and podcasts dedicated to the science of reading. Through each, I'm reminded that our brains have not evolved naturally to develop reading like our brains pick up the spoken language. According to the U.S. Department of Education, most children aren't reading until the age of 7. While speech development can be heard in the babbles of babies shortly after birth, according to the Journal of Child Language. I've blocked out my own reading preparation and the challenges that I face in curriculum of guessing and memorization. I forget that I myself struggled with reading early on and that I still have a mini panic attack when I read aloud, also when I'm reading aloud for blog recordings. Those panicked moments bring flashbacks of sentence counting so I can practice the words that I would be called upon to stumble over in front of a full class of excellent readers. Every now and then I come across a word that I do not recognize and I stop, pronounce each letter, and my usual response is, "Huh, so that's how you spell that." Since working at Patton's, these personal experiences and the knowledge that I've gained through professional development, including the letters training, have enriched consultations and webinars. One of these sessions is coming up on March 30th as we discuss the overlapping literacy strategies used for English language learners and students with specific learning disabilities. Here is a link to register for that session. Over the past few months, my daughter, who is nearing the end of kindergarten, has been going through the learning process. And although she is learning through methods fueled by the science of reading, she still has to force her mind to practice and focus on rewiring itself for comprehension of the letters on the page. Frustrations can result in books flying through the air or a stalemate when it's time for reading, bedtime reading, or doing homework. So how did I develop this love for reading that I have now? I remember my mother sitting with a book in her hand at the kitchen table, on the sofa, in the car, at my volleyball practice, and basically any free second in her day. She read book after book, sometimes not able to put them down until she was finished. I was drawn to into her passion for reading, and she filled our lives with exposure to books. She took my siblings and I to our small local library to listen to story time and let us pick out books to take home for her to read to us. As she read the book, she replicated an imagined voice of the characters, showing excited energy for each word on the page. She took us to the Big Library, which was a two-story building in New Albany, Indiana. For a small-town girl, this library was gigantic. She let us wander around freely, choosing books and playing through the stacks and the shelves as she worked on research. I remember checking out items that sparked my interest, from the Babysitter's Club to the latest issue of 17 magazine, and even learning Spanish via cassette tapes. Being able to obtain information in a variety of different formats opened the doors to the travels, the tales, and the tips that make me keep coming back. Valuable strategies to help students with developing reading skills include phonemic awareness, vocabulary building, and comprehension. These strategies build the ability to read, but do not necessarily create a love of reading. A love of reading is held in examples of others reading with their eyes and their ears, of others sharing their reading experiences, of connecting stories and information to students' interests, and allowing them to choose and float around the sea of reading options in different formats, including read to me, audio, parent, teacher, peer, read alouds, ebooks, captions on videos, and physical books in large, small, and braille print. Although I value my daughter's development of reading skills, I also want her to love reading. So tonight, as a stack of Bob books, which is a series of simple phonetic stories that we use to practice reading, sit by my daughter's bedside, I ignore them. And the urge for me to rush her brain into learning all the strategies of reading. Instead, I let her dash excitedly to her bookshelf to find her favorite adventure for the evening. As I prep my character voices, we cuddle up and turn the pages to take us away to a castle or a pirate ship, and I watch my daughter's eyes light up with love.